All right, good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. We discussed yesterday the Rashi of Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tassim Lefnehem, that you should try very hard. We all try our best. Most of the time, at least I come up short. Asher Tassim Lefnehem, that the teaching is a calling which demands to not just download the information, so to speak, but to present it in such a way, Rashi says, Laharos Lo Panim, to give it context, to drill down to the underlying conceptual foundations so that the student, the receiver of the information, understands the reasons. And we suggested yesterday that there might be a threefold benefit. Number one, it might promote actual observance. If people understand why things are the way they are, they might be more likely to adhere to these particular commandments, number one. Number two, it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah done in a deep way. And number three, the more that one understands of the Torah and the deeper reasons, the more it's like seeing things from God's perspective, and that one can develop a closer relationship with God. In fact, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, of loving God, is actually to be achieved in one of two ways. The complementary, to look at the world, the cosmos, and see the beauty of God's creation on the one hand, and on the other hand, to see the beauty of God's Torah. Now, the beauty of God's Torah, you know, as we say throughout our liturgy, V'ha'er einenu b'sarasecha, that we should be illuminated, that we should have some kind of a deep understanding. So in light of that, let's take a look at just very briefly the first set of mitzvos in Parshas Mishpatim. There are 53 mitzvos in Mishpatim. It's a huge number of mitzvos in the entire Parsha. Obviously much more than the entire Torah up until that point combined. And the Torah starts out with the mitzvah of the Eved Ivri. Kisikne Eved Ivri, Sheshanim Yavod, that he is to work for 6 years, Ubashvi'is, Yetse Lachashi Chinam. So the Torah begins its presentation of the laws to the Jewish people who have only recently left slavery with the discussion of what it means to have an Eved Ivri, and how remarkable it must have been for these Jewish people who have such a sensitivity to what it means to be slaves in perpetuity, where there was no system in Egypt that you get out during the seventh year. And this, I think, is a way of the Torah stressing just the point that we mentioned before, that you teach a student in such a way so as to make matters accessible. What would have been more relevant, accessible, and therefore engaging for these individuals than to learn the Torah's perspective about it? So we know Chazal's expression that anybody who purchases an Eved Ivri, it's like they bought a master for themselves, because you have to treat them with respect. You're not allowed to give them any demeaning or degrading work. You have to give them proper lodging, etc., etc. So it's just a remarkable thing that that's where the Torah begins, because the Torah is obviously setting up an implicit contrast between the Torah's law, which is a very humane law, where somebody is indigent and can no longer afford to sustain their family, so they go into a period of indentured servitude where, again, they have to be respected. And even then, uvashvi'is yetze lachavshi chinam, in the seventh year they go free. And they don't go free and then that's it, but the Torah says later on in Sefer Dvarim, ha'anik ta'anik lo, they actually go out with a lot of wealth. Now, who were slaves that went out with a lot of wealth? The Jewish people. It's all modeled on their experience. And just to finish off with one final observation, the last 45 seconds here, what happens if a person chooses slavery, essentially? A person doesn't want to be free. So the Torah prescribes, V'gisho Adonav el hadeles ohel ha-mezuzah. What do you have to go back to? You have to go back to that doorpost. Now, what's the Jews' association with the doorpost? The blood they put on the doorpost, that's the door they went through to go free. And when a person turns his back on freedom and says, Ahavti es Adoni, I want to, you know, basically stay in slavery in perpetuity, it's like they're reversing that process, right? It would have made perfect sense to them, that image would seem so strange to us, that you have to take the guy's ear and you bang a hole through the ear by the door, V'gishadunav Elohim, O'alam El Hadalas, O'alam Zuzavir, Atzadunav Esosnoba Marzeya, V'abadol Le'olam, until the Jubilee year when they go free. But remember, that image of what the door and the doorpost had to do with slavery, nothing could have been clearer to the people. So again, the Torah starts off its presentation of the Mishpatim in such a way that it really would be a fulfillment of this concept of Laharus Lopanim, to present the Torah in such a way that it's not just a system of random laws, you know, an instruction manual, but something that would really speak to the receiver, that they could internalize and hopefully would help them cultivate a deeper religious experience. We'll dive in Maariv.
Amen.